My nose is twitching. I smell your Jewishness. I'll tell you, you best not let us discover that all these Jew executives in these Twin Tower buildings were mysteriously out of the office at the moment of impact. Shylock better be among the missing. Don't tell me that the number of dead Jews is surprisingly, somehow miraculously low. About how in the world could people be so cruel as to laugh and dance and gleefully about this catastrophe? Horrible little Palestinian given a third party, not a surrogate, not some traitors, but the names of those who got the money, who had the inside information, who knew enough to take the gamble that these stocks would drop. Or was it no gamble at all? Then I'm not just looking at Osama. Osama bin Laden. Let me digress a minute. George Bush didn't blame Osama bin Laden until just day before yesterday. Almost a week he waited before he blamed him. You know why he didn't blame him? He couldn't pronounce his name. He's been being tutored and practicing. He can now say Osama bin Laden. Isn't that wonderful? Short selling. This practice allows investors to sell shares that they don't own in hope that the stock will fall in value in the future so they can buy it at a lower price and pocket the difference. Selling short's not illegal, but doing it on the basis of inside knowledge is. In Europe, speculation that short selling was carried out by people back to the trader what you borrowed, the trading firm. You give them back what you borrowed. Then whatever you got left is yours. Now, every time they've said anything, since this started, they've said Osama bin Laden. I'm not sure, my friend. I want to see some names. And not just the insurance and airlines. I want to know who bought the stock in the companies that they knew were going to go up in value after this catastrophe. Do I think we'll ever get the truth out of an organization run by a Jew? No, I don't. But as Saul Alinsky said, when you find a sore, rub it and rub it and keep rubbing it and rub it some more. Did the Israelis have prior knowledge? London, September the 17th. Mossad officials traveled to Washington last month to warn the CIA and the FBI that a sale of up to 200 terrorists was planning a major operation, according to a report in the Sunday Telegraph here yesterday. This is out of the Sunday Telegraph, London. The paper said that the Israeli officials specifically warned their counterparts in Washington that large-scale terrorist attacks on highly visible targets on the American mainland were imminent. Notice above, they offered no specific information about targets. Did they know? We want to know everything about this warning. Who issued the warning? Everything, wording, timing, sources. Who gave it and who got it? I want to know. And the reason I want to know is because I know history. On Monday of this week, the FBI director, Robert Mueller, he's a Jew, friends, insisted the agency had, and this is a quote from him, no warning signs of last week's attack. That was on CNN. Somebody's talking out of both sides of their mouth. Why am I concerned? Because there is precedence for these seemingly rabid anti-Israel, anti-Khazar suspicions of mine. Passionate Attachment by George Ball. And I want to recommend to you Samson Option by C.J. Mr. President, I don't want to live in a world where the Israelis have nuclear weapons. LBJ told him, don't bother me with this anymore. And then on the next page, on page 192, it was perhaps nothing more than his farewell gift to the Israeli people and his way of repaying the loyalty of Abe. Feinberg was one of the most underhanded, sorry, money-pushing political dealers that ever walked in this country. He's the man that took Truman when Truman needed money for the election, and Truman had got on the train to ride across the country. Abe Feinberg had somebody there at every stop with cash money in a paper sack. And they've been doing it ever since. Beirut, summer of 1983. The Mossad had an informant. The informant told them there's a Mercedes truck. It's being fitted for bombs. The spaces in the truck indicate that larger than usual spaces for a large amount of explosive for major targets. The Mossad knew about the truck, knew who was going to drive the truck. And they also knew that the logical target was the U.S. compound. That was the compound at the Beirut airport where we had our Marine barracks. The only question, the book said, was whether or not to warn the Americans. So they didn't take the decision in Beirut. They sent it to Tel Aviv. Ed Money was in charge of the Mossad, decided that they would simply give the Americans the usual general warning, a vague notice, unlikely to raise any particular alarm. Now they did this. They've done it over the years. They give out some little insignificant warning, just so, if they're caught up with that they knew it and knew all the details of it, that America couldn't come back on them and accuse them. Plausible denial is what this is called. Unlikely to raise any particular alarm.
Jimmy, we gotta go to break.
I'll be right here when you get back.
Alrighty. JD, I gotta call you back in.
Galaxy 11, transponder 14, 7.71 wide band audio. The Heritage Broadcasting System. Now you can have all of our founding documents, from the Magna Carta through the Bill of Rights, all in one book, annotated, footnoted, and indexed. If you love the law, freedom, and liberty, get this package, which includes our founding documents and two other books, Robert's Rules of Order and Why No One is Required to Pay Taxes, a 4-hour video on common law, a paper on our lawful flag, and two lawful flag pins, all for $20 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-888-924-4342. That's 1-888-924-4342. Thank you.
Long-distance service is something we all have to use. Now, with CDI Telecom, you will always know what your phone bill will be. For one flat rate of $69.95 per month, you receive unlimited long-distance phone service anytime, anywhere in the 50 states. The sound quality is the best that the major carriers can provide. And using CDI Telecom's program is so simple. It's easier than those 1010 programs and much cheaper. No credit checks, no deposits. Just simple month-to-month unlimited long-distance phone time for only $69.95. Check it out for yourself. Call us at Heritage Broadcasting at 812-476-3676. That's 812-476-3676. Or go to our website, hbroadcast.com. You're listening to HBS.
Welcome back to By Yahweh's Design with Pastor Dan. Now, here's your host, Pastor Dan.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody. And again, it is Wednesday evening, the 19th of September, year 2001. Our guest tonight is Fearless Jim Floyd from the occupied state of Alabama. And we're in the second hour of our special tonight. And the title of tonight's program is Would Jesus Nuke 'Em? And, okay, Jimmy, I'm just going to turn it back over to you, buddy.
And other absurdities.
And other absurdities, yes.
I say to Andy, you go on down there to Ollie's house in South Alabama, and you stay down there, and we don't want to hear nothing from you. We're going to take your picture over here and your name, and we're going to give us $150,000. Why, that's enough money you can drink all the white whiskey in Baldwin County. You watch your money go. You think you... Now, this is another one of those tidbits. This government has opened itself up for the most awful tomfoolery imaginable. You think you've got a surplus? You better look again. You ain't gonna have a crying. You didn't have a surplus to start with. But this phony surplus is out the window. They're talking billions, hundreds of billions. Ruin, devastation, the death of your children. That's, if you go for this stuff, friend, that's exactly what's in store. You don't have to be a prophet. All you gotta do is be able to think. When they talked about body bags, I said, look, we need some mental body bags. I know people, and I've talked to them all week, that need to have their head in a bag. Some, they don't need to open their mouths. Back to my article. This is precedence for my suspicions. I've got a rule of thumb, and I've had it all the time, and lots of people have copied it. Here's what you do to judge anything. Action. Write it down. Action. Result. Who benefits? Who benefits? I don't believe in coincidence anymore. I don't believe in coincidence. If it happens, it's planned. If it happens, it's to my detriment. There's no law of average. If there was a law of average, sooner or later, they'd do something that would help me and my people. There is no law of average. I'm saying that Israel is capable of being into this up to their eyeballs. I'm saying that Israel is capable of knowing every detail of these people's plans. Not doing it themselves, but knowing it and not telling us. And if they knew it and didn't tell us, they're as complicit in this as the ones who flew the planes. You tell me, don't blame anybody. You better blame somebody. And you better do it quick. You may wake up in the morning to the announcement that we have blown away half of Afghanistan or all of the Bekaa Valley. You're liable to see hundreds of thousands of little children with their heads separated from their bodies. I'm tired of seeing that. I'm tired of watching Sylvia cry when she sees it. That's not who I am. I'm not united to somebody who can so lightly talk about killing people's families. The Israelis are good at that, don't you know? When they claim that a terrorist, Palestinian terrorist, did such and so, the first thing they do is go to the home of their parents. And they either kill the parents and the rest of the people there, or they run them out. They throw gas in the house and drive them out and treat them with such indignity, such lack of human respect. And then they blow the house up, and then they doze the site. I heard a person on TV today talking about, we ought to kill 10 of them for every one that got killed. You criticized Hitler and said he did that in Czechoslovakia, in Austria, in the Ukraine, all up and down through Russia. How horrible it was that he killed these partisan fighters, these little Jew commissars, It was awful when Hitler did it. But a talking head can get on television and say, we can't get them, but we sure get their kids. Is that Jesus? When you pray tonight, you just pause for a moment and ask, is this how I should think? Is this who I am? Do I really want to unite with these horrible people? When this Mossad head took the decision, he took the decision to just give out a real mild warning, unlikely to raise any alarm. You know what he said? This is a direct quote. No, we are not there, talking about Lebanon, to protect the Americans. They're a big country. Send only the regular information, he said. What a sad thing. Our ally, our only friend. Our only friend. The only democracy in the Middle East. We have historical and cultural ties with these people, they say. Well, listen what they said then. At 6:20 a.m., October the 23rd, 1983, a large Mercedes truck approached the Beirut airport, passing well within sight of the Israelis in their nearby base. Ramming over the wall of sandbags and into the lobby of the bash, exploding with such terrific force that the building was instantly reduced to rubble. 241 U.S. Marines died that moment, unnecessarily. What did our wonderful friends, the Israelis, say? Direct quote again. Hey! They wanted to stick their nose into this Lebanon thing. Let them pay the price. Did they say that about this building? Did these executives take the day off? I want some answers. Mr. Government Man, I want some answers, and I want them now. I want some straight talk. I'm tired of this septic that's oozing out in the floor of my living room. There are other times also. There's a case called the LeBron Affair, L-A-Z-O-N. And I think most all these books, by way of deception, I know covers it. And then there are several other books on Israel, most all of them, on the history of Israel, will tell you about the LeBron Affair, because it still speaks to the high heavens. It was a undercover, what do they call those things? It was a plot. That's good enough. A stupid plot by this man named LeBron. And what he was going to do, it was at a very critical moment in Egyptian-American relations. And what he was going to do was send in a team to place incendiary bombs in the American libraries, the U.S. Information Center. They did, and they blamed it on the Egyptians. Was to blame it on the Egyptians and sour the relationships with their relationship with the U.S. But the plan went awry when a firebomb went off in the pocket of one of these idiots. Can you imagine that? How can we ever forget the USS Liberty? 34 dead, 171 mangled. George Ball said it best in Passionate Attachment. This is a quote. Once the Israelis saw that there would be no official reaction to their attack on the United States, they knew there was no limit to what they could do to America. I ended my article by saying, so I smell it, and I don't like people to. And the quote I took was from a statement by John Randolph, who lived from 1773 to 1833. And he was talking about a very undesirable guy named Edward Livingstone. and he said, and I quote, "He was a man of splendid abilities, but utterly corrupt, like rotten mackerel by moonlight. He shines and stinks." Pastor Dan, an audience, this thing going on this week, it's like mackerel in the moonlight. It shines and stinks to the high heavens.
We have Stanley from Florida.
Idiots to listen to me right now. When my darling grandchildren put their arms around my neck, when they kiss this old hairy face of mine and say, "Papa, I love you," do you think there's any place in my heart, soul, or mind for any such nonsense as you village idiots running around wanting to hurry up the second coming? What a stupid enterprise! You can't hurry up anything. You've got a so-called holy land over there that's about as holy as my... Well, it ain't holy. It ain't holy. It's solid with the blood of little children. Jesus is not coming back until you get rid of all these non-Jew, Jew, Kazar, Ashkenazi, bunch of professing, crazy, fanatical people. Stupid is stupid. Stupidity is not restricted just to the Christian religion or the Muslim religion. I've studied religion a long time. I've got an article here that I go and read every once in a while by one of the dumbest people on this planet, a rabbi. I don't know if he's chief rabbi in Jerusalem or what. All of them are chief as far as I'm concerned. But this sucker said that the Holocaust occurred because Jews were eating ham sandwiches. Richard, you're laughing again now. I told you, it's a serious stuff. Please, people, read, then think, and then talk. If you're not going to read, if you're not going to think, shut up.
Amen to that.
Well, I'll take some more callers, because I'm just exhausted. Preacher, I've been staying up like 18, 20 hours a day. I've got more stuff rolled around. I've got enough material laying here to do 6 hours of broadcast. Because of the insanity that's flowing out of the tube and over the air. This is horrible, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
People making these asinine statements. And if I was God, I'd smite them.
I think that's going to happen.
How would you like to be God and be accused of all this stuff? How would you like to have the people that call themselves God's people saying all these horrible things about God? How would you like to have one of your preachers hugging some beastly little rabbi that says Jesus is in hell boiling in semen? How would you like to have them talking about unity with a worse, real, godless, antichrist religion imaginable? Well, I've just talked you to death, preacher. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
But I had a lot to say, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
And I didn't change anything, and that's what makes me so angry. I have no illusion of adequacy. I'm stretching my little education about as far as you can stretch it. There's a line from a song that comes to mind. I forget the song and who sang it, but he said, I got an eighth grade education and a Christian upbringing. You know, I've got more education than that, but I'm really stretching it. I'm out here hollering in the wilderness, saying things that nobody else could say. My things make sense, but nobody wants to listen. They don't ever argue with the facts of what I write, Stanley. They never argue with the facts. They just write here and tell me how trashy sorry I am and how stupid I am. I mean, they write such brilliant things. Just base gutter vulgarness. Howard Stern type things. Howard Stern could sit up there in New York and say, I'm not even going to repeat what the man's been saying lately. But it's awful. It's insensitive. It's horrible, vulgar. He gets away with it. He gets a big audience. And he makes one hell of a lot of money. Rush Limbaugh's been flying around and hollering at politicians and say, you know, you can leave this country. Rush Limbaugh's the biggest soap opera there ever was. You can leave this country and stay gone 2 months and come back, and Rush Limbaugh's right where he was when you left. And he's making $120 million a year. Brother Dan, a very selfless person, can't hardly keep enough money to keep a broadcast together. Jim Floyd, and you know,
we got Ed from Texas.
All right,
we got Ed from
Texas. Jimmy, go ahead. Ed? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Ed.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the program. Do we have him?
Hello?
Well,
we got him. He don't know it.
Ed from Texas, go ahead. Hello?
Go ahead, my friend. Well, we've got to give up on Ed, I believe.
I think so. I just wanted to throw something in real quick here, Jim, as far as Dan from Florida and the Rapture hoax. The whole Rapture thing is to disarm and disillusion our people again and get them to sit on their dump and not do anything. Nothing in the Scripture supports the idea that we can sit by and watch these atrocities go on. And if people want to put their faith in being lifted up out of here before the trouble comes...
Well, see, Dan, that's the point. That's what Stanley's saying. Here's a guy that's saying, I don't give a damn what happens to Lip, y'all, I'm out of here.
Right.
That's not Jesus. That's not Christian. That's not even civilized. He don't care. Maybe his son or daughter is not at the spiritual level he is. Maybe they're not, as he says, born again or saved. Maybe they hadn't given Jesus their heart or whatever it is. He don't care what happens. He don't care what happens to my kids, my grandkids. You know, when you start saying things like that, that's not the kind of things Jesus would say.
Ed, back.
Okay, Ed, let's try this again. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Ed. Go ahead.
I can't hear you guys. Hello. Let's have a bad connection.
Yes, I think we do.
Well,
I think Dad's phone bad, so that's it for him.
Well, let's blame it on Osama bin Laden. We done it.
Yeah.
You know, come on. If you kill him, there'll be another one and another one and another one. There'll be bin Ladens as long as you kill children. There'll be bin Ladens as long as we supply Israel with missiles and gunships and rockets and bullets and food and chlorine for their swimming pools. You kill him, he's dead. He knows he's dead already. The man was smart enough to know he was dead when he started this. They believe in something. Most people in this country believe in nothing. They don't care. Long as home box office coming in, long as they can get the Jew enough money to pay the interest, keep the house payments, car payments, furniture payments, and all these. They don't know they're slaves. You're slaves, people. If they hadn't robbed this country for all these years, it would be a Garden of Eden. We got people living in single wide trailers down here, trying to keep enough together to feed three babies. Living from week to week. We've got a South that came out of devastation that's just barely holding its head above. You think you got something, you got nothing. Most people I'm talking to are one paycheck away from disaster. Sing that song. I'm proud to be an American. Rattle your chains. How stupid are we? And we can cry when they tell us to cry. And we can pray when they tell us to pray. And we can wave the flag when they tell us to wave the flag. And when somebody says, we're about to take your freedoms away, you volunteer. You nod your head and say, yes, protect me. Give me security. Take my freedom. I have the freedom to revolt. I have a God-given constitutional right to revolution. And my friends, believe me, I will revolt. You think you're smart, Mr. FBI? You think you're smart, super smart, Mr. Pentagon Jew, Mr. Justice Department Jew? You can't stop it. You keep it up. You keep it up, and people like this old crusty curmudgeon of a contrarian Jim Floyd will make your life hell on earth. If George Bush could call for a crusade, why can't Jim Floyd call for an old-fashioned program? There is nothing wrong with America that an old-fashioned program wouldn't cure. I want to take Ellis Island, turn it around, put the entrance where the egress is and the egress where the entrance is, and I want to pack that damn thing, every brooch that I can get, with these slimy, beastly little people who have destroyed my homeland, and I want to send them back to the Ukraine and the Caucasus Mountains and the Black Sea. I want to put them in southern Russia where they belong. Turco-Mongols. Not a drop of Hebrew blood. No, nothing in common with Israelites. I've read in this week so much about the poor innocent Israelis fighting for the country God gave them.
Out of time.
You can watch.
Out of time, Jim.
See you later, my friend. Thank you for this.
Tomorrow night here on Heritage at 7 p.m. And don't forget, 9 p.m. on Friday is Richard Masker with Spiritology Conference on the air. Stay strong. Never surrender your firearms and keep your powder dry.
Listen to us worldwide on hbroadcast.com. This is the Heritage Broadcast System.
Have you ever wanted the best? Have you ever wanted to have something custom built just for you? Well, you can get a custom made bow handcrafted by a world champion. Custom fit to you along with the accessories you need selected by this world champion. Coda bows are designed by Rick Welch, winner of over 70 state championships and 21 U.S. and world championships. And he shoots the same design bows that he builds for you. These bows are so well balanced and made that you will be hitting the bullseye shortly after receiving your bow. For more information, call Rick Welch at 501-821-3791. That's 501-821-3791. When it comes to brakes, struts, shocks, CV joints, mufflers, and pipes, come to the undercar specialist, Muffler Express. Servicing automobiles in Evansville for 25 years. When you want the job done right, call Muffler Express at 473-0670. That's 473-0670.
Vitamin toothpaste or mouthwash. No fluoride. No Nutrisweet. No sugar. No aspartame. No animal products. No bad stuff. Just good, healthy toothpaste and mouthwash.
And it tastes good, too.
Call 888-558-8482 for a distributor near you. Or start your own business. That's 888-558-8482.
If you are suffering from acid reflux or heartburn, there is now a new alternative, Dr. Ricketts AG212. Call 800-273-7014.
I have had an ongoing problem with heartburn since I was 18, and I'm now 25 years old. I kind of felt like it was hopeless that I'd never get anything solved. Tried everything. One day I'm driving down the freeway and I hear an ad about this AG212.
You're listening to HBS.